Tour Operators Margin Scheme, or TOMS, is a simplification measure for businesses which would normally have inputs in many different countries throughout the world, both EU and non-EU. Under the normal VAT rules, such businesses would charge output tax on all of their sales and deduct input tax on their purchases in the UK. Input tax on purchases overseas could only be recovered by making the appropriate claims to foreign authorities under the 8th or 13th directives, or by registering for VAT in those overseas countries. Under TOMS, the tour operator accounts for VAT only on the margin made on the sale. Thus, only the profit element falls into VAT. The margin is VAT inclusive. So in 2010, 7/47 of the profit equals the VAT. In 2011 and beyond, the VAT fraction becomes 1/6 when the standard rate of VAT increases to 20%. The downside of TOMS is that the tour operator cannot recover input tax which he suffered when purchasing services that he has now supplied on to the customer. TOMS only applies to tour operators, and the definition of tour operator is quite wide. Section 53 of the VAT Act 1994 states that TOMS applies to a travel agent acting as principal, and any other person providing, for the benefit of travellers, services of any kind commonly provided by tour operators or travel agents. In the Howden Court hotel case, a hotel provided hotel accommodation. It was agreed that this alone was not within TOMS. However, the hotel also offered a package whereby it would collect guests from the north of England and take them home after their stay. Day trips were also organised during the stay. The European Court of Justice agreed with Customs that this was within TOMS. Providing incidental or occasional transport services, such as arranging a taxi from the station, would not bring a hotel within TOMS. However, habitually providing substantial transport services would bring a hotel within TOMS. Subject to certain exclusions, TOMS must be used by a person acting as a principal or undisclosed agent for margin scheme supplies and packages which include margin scheme supplies. Margin scheme supplies are those supplies which are bought in for the purpose of the business and supplied for the benefit of a traveller without material alteration or further processing by an EU tour operator. A traveller is a person who receives supplies of transport and or accommodation other than for the purpose of brief supply. TOMS has its own place of supply rules. Margin scheme supplies are supplied from a tour operator's business establishment or their fixed establishment. A company's head office could be regarded as their business establishment, whereas a branch could be viewed as their fixed establishment. If there is more than one such establishment, then you choose the one most closely linked to the supply in question. For example, a UK tour operator selling a holiday from their French branch is likely to have a French supply for that particular holiday, as the branch is the most closely linked to that particular sale. Let us look at an example to see how TOMS operates. Quantum Travel sells a package to the Simpson family for £3,000. The elements of the package are as follows. Flights in chartered aircraft cost £900. Local transport at the holiday destination cost £100. Accommodation and food at the holiday resort cost £1,100. The total costs are £2,100. With a sales value of £3,000, Quantum Tours have made a profit of £900 on the deal. Under TOMS, the margin is treated as a single taxable supply regardless of the nature of the components which make up the tour. If the tour is enjoyed within the EU, for example, a holiday to France, then the supply is standard rated. If the holiday is enjoyed wholly outside the EU, then it is zero rated. If the tour crosses the EU border, then it is more complicated. VAT Notice 709/5 goes into great detail on what to do in such a situation. So going back to our example, if the Simpson holiday was to Spain, then the calculation of VAT under Tom's is £900 margin times 7/47, which equals £134. Whereas a holiday to Florida contains VAT at 0%. So the calculation of VAT under Tom's is £900 margin times 0/47, which equals nil. Just a few other points to mention. Where a journey begins or ends outside the EU, and there are no stops within the EU, except for comfort breaks, then the whole journey is treated as outside the EU. An example would be a coach tour of Switzerland, non-EU, which drives through France, stopping only briefly at service stations. If there are significant stops in the EU, then a fair and reasonable method of apportionment must be used to split the EU and non-EU parts of the margin. Remember, EU margin is standard rated, whereas non-EU margin is zero rated. An example would be a coach tour of France and Switzerland. Cruises, partly in and partly out of the EU, are always time apportioned, using the last point of departure as the location on any particular day. In-house supplies are normally supplies made from own resources. For example, the tour operator owns the hotel or the coach. They can, however, include bought-in services which are materially altered or further processed. Where in-house supplies are sold without margin scheme supplies, VAT must be accounted for in the normal way. Where in-house supplies are sold with margin scheme supplies, they will form part of the margin scheme calculations, but VAT must still be accounted for in the normal way, i.e. on full sales value of in-house supplies. Effectively, we try and remove the value of in-house supplies from the holiday price via the Tom's calculations. Once removed, output tax is then due on the full value of in-house supplies. Whether supplies to business customers should be accounted for under Tom's depends on whether those supplies are for subsequent resale or for consumption by the business. Supplies to business customers for subsequent resale are outside the scope of Tom's and should be accounted for under the normal rules. Supplies to business customers for own use fall within Tom's where they meet the definition of margin scheme supplies. Prior to January 1, 2010, there were two concessions which could alter the above, but these have now been removed. A tour operator has a choice of two methods to work out the tax point of supplies made under Tom's. Once a method is chosen, it must be applied for all supplies. Exceptionally, customs may allow a tour operator to switch to the other method. The two methods are as follows. Method 1 is the earlier of the date the journey commences or the date the accommodation is supplied. Method 2 is similar to cash accounting, except that the receipt of a very small down payment does not trigger a tax point. Only once over 20% is received in total will a tax point be triggered for all amounts received to date. Later sums received create their own tax point on receipt. So, reading the slide for method 2, the date payment is received by the operator which, when aggregated with any earlier payment in respect of the same supply, exceeds 20% of the total consideration, this date is the tax point for all monies received to date. The receipt of future sums creates its own tax point. Please have a go at the following question. Fabulous France Limited organises holidays to France whereby flights, car hire and villa hire are included in the package sold to the UK customers for £2,500. A customer pays £100 on booking the holiday 12 months prior to departure. The customer then pays £1,000 6 months prior to departure and then pays the balance 8 weeks prior to departure. Match the monies received to the tax point if method 2 applies. The £100 on booking the holiday is only 4% of the total sale price of the holiday. It is too small to trigger a tax point. When £1,000 is received 6 months prior to departure, £1,100 has been received to date. This totals 44% of the total sale price, which exceeds 20%. Thus, a tax point is triggered for the £1,100 received to date at this point. Later receipts trigger their own tax point. So, the receipt of £1,400 8 weeks prior to departure triggers a tax point then for the £1,400 received. The calculation of the taxable margin based on the apportionment to zero-rated in-house supplies and outside EU supplies is done for the total margin of the return period, not on individual package sales. To work out an apportionment, each VAT quarter would be an administrative burden, so each quarter a provisional calculation is made based on the prior year's figures. At the end of the year, an annual adjustment is made based on current year figures, which then becomes the provisional calculation for the following year. Tropical Places Limited is a tour operator with a year end of the 31st of December. In the year to the 31st of December 2010, output tax of £17,000 was accounted for using their 2010 provisional TOMS percentage. The actual results for the year ended the 31st of December 2010 were holiday sales £1 million, costs of EU holidays £500,000, and costs of non-EU holidays of £300,000, leaving a margin of £200,000. We need to ascertain the annual TOMS adjustment for 2010 and the 2011 provisional TOMS percentage. Initially, we need to consider the VAT due on the EU element of the margin. To do this, we simply apportion the margin based on the costs of the holidays. So, £500,000 divided by £800,000 gives us the EU proportion of costs, which we then apply to the margin of £200,000. This gives us an EU margin of £125,000. VAT on the EU margin at 7/47 amounts to £18,617. As Tropical Places have paid £17,000 through the year, the annual TOMS adjustment is £1,617. The provisional percentage for 2011 is simply the 2010 EU margin divided by the total sales for 2010. So, £125,000 divided by £1 million gives us a provisional 2011 percentage of 12.5%. This will then be applied to each quarter's income in 2011 to ascertain the standard rated margin earned throughout each quarter. The 2011 fraction of 1/6 would then be applied to the standard rated margin to determine the VAT due for that particular quarter.